The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead. Download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. First off, thank you so much for checking out the episode, making your way to this series right here. If you're not a subscriber, I do hope you enjoy what you hear enough that you'll hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with everything that we put out every week. In fact, three new interviews every single week. A brand new one on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It is the best way to keep up with all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones, and know what's happening in the music world. You can find us at all the major podcast hotspots. That includes iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Acast, or wherever you like to get your podcast from. Just type in Kyle Meredith with. Today, I'm going to be talking with one of my all-time favorite bands, Slade. Lead singer Noddy Holder jumps on the line to talk about a new hits collection, the singles collection, in fact, called Come On, Feel the Hits. Yes, it encompasses all of the great songs, and we'll talk about a few of those, including my all-time favorite of theirs, Get Down and Get With It, why they chose a hits collection now, and then jumping back about to, especially in their 70s heyday, taking rock somewhere new. They were mixing styles, really one of the bands that helped push glam forward during the 70s, and would go on to influence everybody from, of course, those hair bands you think about, but even Nirvana. Kurt Cobain said that Slade was an influence on him. So I'm going to be asking Noddy about that specifically as well. And then The Final Days, their final single as the original lineup was a song called Radio Wall of Sound in the early 90s. I want to hear about, what was on Noddy's mind around that time, if he knew exactly that he was going to be leaving right after this, and what the future of Slade is. He says Dave is probably going to be carrying on the name. So let's go ahead and get into it. Again, talking about this compilation called Come On, Feel the Hits. It's Kyle Meredith with Noddy Holder of Slade.
Hiya, Kyle.
How you doing, man? It's great to talk to you. Congratulations on this this new series here, this new hits collection.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So why this? Why now? I mean, it's never a bad time for me to want some Slade, but what brought on this this new collection?
Well, it was the record company's idea, really. They thought there hadn't really been out a definitive singles collection of our career, and this collection, the double CD and the double vinyl, they contain the tracks from a 25-year career of Slade, and it contained pretty much all the singles that we ever released that were hit singles in Europe. And there's the double CD, which is 43 tracks, the double vinyl version, and there's a special US version as well, single CD. So, you know, it's quite a cross-section of the product and the songs that we recorded over those 25 years that I was in the band.
It is a wealth of great music. And it's not hard to look back, especially on those early days, and realize that Slade was taking rock somewhere new. I mean, you guys were doing something else. Did you know that at the time?
Pro- Probably not at the time. We always had confidence in ourselves. We always knew we had a sort of, a different sort of look, an image, a sound, different to anybody else. But we, it didn't. It just organic. It happened as it on its own. It sort of developed over the first number of years we were together. We didn't sort of force it. It just all fell into place like a jigsaw puzzle. The four of us sort of, you know, we all had our own style of playing, and it sort of fitted together, and it worked. Even from the first day we rehearsed, we went to a little rehearsal room. We hadn't played together before, and even from the first couple of songs we played, it sounded right, it sounded good, it worked. And but as a point of view of forming a new sound as in rock and roll, no, we didn't realize it at the time at all.
Well, it would go on to influence so many. I mean, I was looking at a lot of the bands who, of course, named you guys as a big influence, and I think you might be the one common influence between hair bands and Nirvana, which has to say, like, do you recognize yourself in a lot of those bands?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of those bands, when we came back to the States, certainly a lot of the bands that had seen us play live when they were youngsters told us they saw us play live and they heard our record. And they wanted, it was our sound and our style that had spurned them on to form their own bands. And that's a great compliment for us, absolutely great compliment. And yes, of course, I can see the origins in those bands, of course, because it was noisy, pure rock and roll guitar music, really, and it was a great influence to have. I need to be a lasting influence as well.
Well, for me, I can definitely say your all's cover of Get Down, Get With It was a big mind-blowing experience for me the first time I heard it. One of those times where you find a song that you love and you drive your friends nuts because you won't stop listening to it.
Well, it was the same for me when I heard the version. The version I heard originally was the Little Richard version. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I would be able to sing that song because Little Richard was a big hero of mine. And when I heard it in a club, that the original Little Richard version, I thought, oh, we've got to do this in Slade. We've got to play this song on stage. And we did. And we used to end the show with it every night for years. Way before we recorded it, we used to end the show with it. And we thought it was a Little Richard original, but of course the original was by a guy called Bobby Marchant. And he made the very original way back in the very early 60s. And when we came to record it ourselves, we'd been trying to find a song that would break us into the charts, particularly in Europe. And our manager and producer, Chas Chandler, who managed and produced and discovered Jimi Hendrix, he said, well, why don't we try and record Get Down and Get With It? It's the song that you finish the show with on your live shows. Let's get it down in the studio. So we did, and it broke us. It broke the charts for us in Europe and became a big hit. And then from then on, we began to, well, we found our own style on record, really, and we began then to be able to write, myself and Jimmy, the bass player in Slade, we began to write all the material from then on. But we'd found our recording technique, we'd found our forte, we'd found our style that worked on record. Really, it was the nearest thing we could get to what we were doing live, really, and that's how we carried on.
Well, and you guys did several different styles through the years. I mean, even going down My Oh My, yeah, you know, kind of takes a turn into that 80s production. And towards the end there, it seems like you made a full circle, Radio Wall of Sound. I mean, did it feel like, you know, did you know the chapter was closing at that point?
Yeah, pretty much I think we did. I think we'd realized at that point. I left the band just not long after that record. I already had decided to leave anyway. But the band knew that I'd decided to leave. But we'd had 25 years as a band with exactly the same lineup. I felt that at that point, after 25 years with the same four guys, I felt we were on a sort of treadmill doing the same thing, album tour every year. And I thought we'd done as much, we'd gone as far as we could. And we'd begun sort of, repeating ourselves in a way, and I was getting offered other things outside of the band, and so I gave the band a couple of years' notice that if they wanted to carry on and find other people, that was fine by me, but I didn't just leave them in the lurch sort of thing. But by the time of Radio Wall of Sound, we did know pretty much that I was going anyway. I mean, I was surprised at that point that Jimmy left straight after me. He was sort of wanting to lead the band at that sort of point in time, but he decided to go pretty much as soon as I'd left. He then decided to leave. And then Dave and Don carried on in a sort of Slade Mark II version from then, and playing live mainly. But in the last year, they two have split up. The two of them have split up, and they've gone their separate ways. I think Dave's going to try and carry on with a version of Slade, as were, maybe live when the pandemic's over. I don't know. But as you say, about that time of the early 90s, I knew that I was leaving at that point to try pastures new. I wanted new challenges.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing legacy that you guys have put out there. Come on, Phil the Hits. I love listening to this. So thank you so much for all the music you've given. And Nani, thank you so much for giving me the call today.
I've enjoyed it, Kyle. Take care. Keep rocking, Kyle!
My thanks, Nani Holder. Slade, the new compilation is called Come On, Feel the Hits. Thanks to you as well for checking out this episode. Again, before you get out of here, I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all that we're doing here. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Acast, wherever you like to get your podcast from. After that, head to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. Again, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound, they've got your music and film news. You can also find me on the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of them, at Kyle Meredith. Please like and follow along there as well. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news. There's a club for you. The Losers Club. Every Friday, us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. We sink our teeth into each of King's novels, dive deep into the lore, and review every adaptation. Even better, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Will Wheaton, Mary Lambert, Mick Garris. The list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save